Hey, happy eclipse day. Couldn't see the eclipse today, so I guess I'll have to plan it better next time. All right, hello everybody. Welcome to the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19. If you missed the eclipse, I'm sorry. I missed it. I only had 80% where I was today, so I really didn't miss that much. First in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19 is The Lonely Ones with their new single, My God, and announced tour dates as well. I'm excited about that. Lead vocalist Marty McCoy shares his raw and introspective perspective, stating, I wrestle with faith and spirituality every day after watching the news for 20 minutes. If there is a God, he doesn't want anything to do with us anymore. Formed in the summer of 2019, The Lonely Ones are a four-piece, vocal-oriented hard rock band with an ear for melody and a taste for success. The group features Marty McCoy on guitar and vocals, Tommy Johnson on drums, Jimmy Tolan on guitar and vocals, and True Roberts on bass and vocals. Being no strangers to the hardships of the music industry, The Lonely Ones consist of former members of Boba Flex, also people that I know. Together, they knew what they wanted and knew how to get it by combining their knowledge and experience to achieve a common goal with determined perseverance and an energized drive to triumph. They were ready to release their first two singles independently in March of 2020 with the titles Eternal Sadness and The Lonely One. Humbled by the response from fans, listeners, and legends in the entertainment industry, the band was spurred on in their pursuit to create groundbreaking original music. In September of 2020, The Lonely Ones released the new single titled Real Big Trouble. What started out as a fun and creative session quickly turned out to be one of the most rewarding. This is one of the heaviest songs the band has ever written, but it also gives a look into what sounds inspire them, such as Thin Lizzy and Beartooth. The Lonely Ones have played shows with Seven Dust, Nonpoint, Fozzy, Royal Bliss, 7 Year Witch, Blacktop Mojo, more friends of mine, September Morning, and many more. You can purchase tickets and see their tour itinerary by going to the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19, and you can check out their song on Spotify, or you can also stay on the Pitcast episode 19 and click on the link there, and there's also a visualizer for The Lonely Ones, My God. Please welcome to Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19, Scarefield, an electrifying, horror-infused force in the world of thrash metal. Simon Manuli and Marcus Christofferson invite you to enter the Scarefields with their debut album, A Quiet Country, which contains 11 songs of pure melodic, speedy, thrash madness that is true to leave listeners awestruck, which includes their first release, Child of the Corn. A Quiet Country brings to mind the vast fields of corn, cabins and old forests, and unlit dirt roads leading away from the light of civilization. We chose this title for its dual meaning. While it initially suggests calmness and tranquility, it can hint at an underlying tension of mystery beneath the peaceful exterior of countryside setting. There could be hidden secrets or a darker side waiting to be revealed. This duality characterizes the music and the lyrics. It is a collection of tales in a storybook where the apparent peace of the countryside masks something sinister beneath the surface, prompting exploration and uncovering mysteries within this ostensibly tranquil setting. Told through the energetic, heavy, and melodic songs throughout the album, A Quiet Country contains a wide variety of musical styles from thrash to speed power metal. It will remind you of many metal bands like Blind Guardian, Metallica, Iron Maiden, and Pantera. Accompanying the album release is a story-driven music video for the single Child of the Corn, a song full of rage and regret made to touch our deepest emotions. Here, the intimate character of the opening melody is suddenly broken by the fury of guitars and raging vocals that evoke the lacerating memories of a past that cannot be healed. You can purchase or stream A Quiet Country in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19 at the link there. You can stream Child of the Corn where you stream or download your music, or you can also stay in the Pitcast episode 19 and listen to it there. And the visualizer is also in the Pitcast episode 19. Next in Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19 is Swedish heavy metal rockers Greenleaf with the release of their tongue-in-cheek video clip and super catchy tune Breathe, Breathe Out as the first driving single taken from their forthcoming full-length record The Head and the Habit, which is slated to be released on June 21st. The video for Breathe, Breathe Out combines the struggles of great Parenting with social commentary on the generational gap and film directing. The first single, Breathe, Breathe Out, conveys a message of self-reflection and resilience, explains vocalist Arvid Hallegard. The repetition of the chorus emphasizes the importance of taking a moment to relax and to let go of negative emotions. The overall theme encourages embracing one's current state, appreciating what you have, and navigating through life with a sense of control and acceptance. I've had to teach these things to myself during the last couple of years. This is also the overall theme of the album, The Head and Its Habits. With their ninth full-length Head and Habits, Swedish heavy rockers Greenleaf have reached the pinnacle of a long evolution. The musical handwriting and well-honed mastery of guitarist Tommy Holapa, who has been a pioneer and pillar of the European stoner rock scene for more than 25 years, shines clearly through. This is perfectly complemented by the soulfulness, intuitive sense of melody, and depth of character that the vocals of classically trained singer Arvid Hallegard bring to the sound of Greenleaf. You can pre-purchase Head and Habit at the Pitcast episode 19, and you can stream or download on your favorite place the Breathe, Breathe Out song. And you can also check out the video on the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19. Next up in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19 is Princess Goes. Now, last fall, Princess Goes, buzzy band led by charismatic showmanship and signature voice of vocalist, lyricist, musician, and actor Michael C. Hall of Dexter and 6 Feet Under, alongside keyboardist Matt Katz Bowen of Blondie and Cyndi Lauper, and drummer Peter Janowitz, who worked with the Wallflowers, shared their brand new LP, Come of Age, with a brand new track, Take Me Home. "We're a weird band," states Princess Goes drummer Pete Janowitz. He's not wrong, but weird like David Bowie, Bjork, and Brian Wilson's smile might be termed weird. In other words, unconventional and quite possibly irresistible. Princess Goes' second full-length album, the 12-song Come of Age, is the trio's most accessible work to date, yet is still chock-full of innovative songs that traverse a thrilling and often surprising sonic and lyrical landscape. The first single, Shimmer, highlights Michael C. Hall's powerful, ethereal vocals atop quietly propulsive rhythm lines, and features Stephen Trask of Hedwig and the Angry Inch as guest guitarist. The track's equally stunning and expansive video was directed by Tim Richardson, who worked with Elton John and Billie Eilish. Take Me Home serves up a soaring emotive trippiness that morphs into headbanging moments worthy of the heaviest metaller or your favorite Zeppelin album, while the haunting jetpack showcase Hall's poignant lyrics and penetrative voice, as well as bell clear and diaphanous as the songs build into a wild and harrowing conclusion. For newbies, like me, to the Princess Goes sphere, fair warning. If anyone goes to a PG show to see the guy from TV, once Hall's on stage singing, he says, that actually sort of takes care of itself. If people have some sort of preconception, it's pushed aside once we're up there doing our thing. It's not unique to this band, Hall says. I go to dinner and people are like, hey, you're that guy. And I'm like, I'm not actually that guy. It's just another version of I'm not that guy. Although Come of Age is the group's second full-length album, Princess Goes are excited as first-timers. Until now, we've been gestating in this small world, being in our own cocoon and working the last bunch of years, says Janowitz. I feel like this group of songs and this sort of statement that we wanted to put out there with Come of Age tied in nicely to that. It also felt like we kind of graduated out of that scene the three of us had created, and maybe wherever we go next is to the next and wider world. The making of Coming of Age felt like a bookend to the way we were working, a stepping off point for something new. You can purchase or stream Coming of Age LP in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19. You can stream the single for Take Me Home, also in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19, and you can check out the video where else but in the Pitcast episode 19. Next up in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19 is Levi Hummon with Another Shot, which he wrote with Jimmy Robbins and Eric Arges. The song follows his successful Another Shot headline tour, which wrapped up in February. Another Shot has been a personal favorite for a long time, and when I added it to the live set on the headlining tours, seeing the fans sing the words back to me by my second chorus, it solidified that I had to record it, said Hummon. I wrote the song with my producer, Eric Hargis, and my buddy, Jimmy Robbins, and pretty much anything I write with these guys are songs I automatically fall in love with, and I think my fans will truly love this one, if they haven't heard it already. In addition to his new release, Hummon continues to make waves on country radio with his single, Praying For It, featuring Walker Hayes. The song has amassed almost 30 million global streams and sparked a viral dance sensation. Hummon is a genre-bending artist and songwriter who continues to grow his audience on tour through his social platforms, playlisting, and craft songwriting. The first artist signed to Red Van Records and managed by the Jonas Group Entertainment, Hummon has wrote songs for Steven Tyler, Tim McGraw, and many more, including his recent global number one, Somebody, recorded by K-pop star Dio from the group EXO. You can stream Another Shot by Levi Hellman in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19, and you can check out the video while you're there as well. Next up in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19 is U.S. heavy metal legends Attacker, who have released World in Flames, the second single from forthcoming album The God Particle, to be released on April 12th. One of the early bastions of true U.S. metal, New Jersey's Attacker is back to celebrate their 40th anniversary on The God Particle, a triumphant 8-song classic metal offering. It's a milestone marked by their influential 1985 Battle at Helm's Deep debut and 1988 The Second Coming sophomore effort, as well as post-2001 Reformation full-lengths like 2004 Soul Taker and 2006 The Unknown that served as reminders of Attacker's staying power. While it hasn't always been easy for Attacker, founding member and drummer Mike Sabatini attributes the band's longevity to their love of heavy metal music. That red thread and never-ending appreciation for what Attacker means to them and so many across the globe helps define the band's newest studio foray, The God Particle. As it stands, The God Particle is a tried-and-true dose of pure, unbridled heavy metal with ample broadsides of aggression and melody, which are both permanent elements of Attacker's sound. It's also clear that the band, rounded out by vocalist Bobby Lucas, the guitar tandem of Mike Benetatos and John Hasselbrink, bassist Brian Smith, and drummer Mike Sabatini, has gelled into a formidable writing unit offering what you say that twice. Has gelled into a formidable writing unit offering what is perhaps Attacker's most varied batch of songs. But back to the 40th anniversary of Attack. Sabatini has been on record that he was reluctant to reform the band during its 1990s dormancy. Only the passing of original guitarist Jim Mooney and vocalist John Leon, who performed on Second Coming, reignited the Attacker fire. The band now exists to honor its storied legacy, but also to create new, compelling music to satisfy the world fan base who remains hungry for Attacker music. Consider the job complete on God Particle. You can pre-order God Particle on the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19, and you can check out the visualizer for World in Flames in thepitmagazine.com. Next up in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19 from Florida is The Haunt with Morally Incompetent. On April 5th, they dropped their edgy, heavy-hitting new EP, Do Not Resuscitate. The duo, comprised of siblings Anastasia Grace and Maximilian Haunt, are uninhibited, embracing vulnerability and a more mature sound on the new body of work. We took more of a rock-forward approach on this EP, Max notes. We fully stepped into this space. We're bringing in our influences of industrial and pop, but we really aim to write rock songs first and make them even more special. The songwriting has matured. We're coming into exactly the world and style we wanted to make. The Haunt creatively lean on their own quiet lifelong bond, pushing to elevate each other to break down walls. Our sibling mind reading is a big factor in how we work together, Max observes. I can understand what Anastasia wants to communicate musically because we've been living in the same house since she was born and creating music together since she was 11. There's nothing like our connection. At 12 years old, Anastasia started to play gigs while collaborating with her brother. Together, they launched The Haunt in 2018. They gained traction with a fan favorite, Cigarettes and Feelings, and again in 2021 with Love You Better off the Social Intercourse EP. Along the way, they shared stages with Playa Royale, The Who, The Struts, Filter, and more. 2023's Dead on Arrival EP received praise from Substream, stating how the band is coming into their own and creating a safe space for their fans with powerful messages. Throughout 2023, they carefully assembled what would become Do Not Resuscitate. You can stream Do Not Resuscitate in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19. You can also stream The Haunt Morally Incompetent on your favorite streaming platform, or you can also listen to it. You can follow the link on the Pit Magazine episode 19. You can check out The Haunt video for Morally Incompetent in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19. Finally, in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19 is glass ceiling shattering original Queens of Metal, Kitty. And they are thrilled to announce the release of We Are Shadows, released on April 3rd, a powerful follow-up to their explosive comeback single, Eyes Wide Open, released in February via new label home, Sumerian Records. The new track continues the band's triumphant return, offering a further look into their musical evolution after a 13-year hiatus. We Are Shadows speaks to the fading certainty in the world shrouded by looming challenges and increasing division. Both a reflection and a reckoning, a compelling narrative crafted with the band's signature intensity and a profound lyrical depth. We Are Shadows is about the uncertainty of a future that we can no longer control. We have come to a critical place in life, in our world, and much like an eclipse overtaking the sun, we are losing the light. Kitty frontwoman and guitarist Morgan Lander shares, the image of shadows slowly fading in the evening darkness and the analogy of us as shadows in the night really illustrates the possibility of slowly fading into oblivion. It is not a song of hope, however. It's a song of coming to terms with the damage we do and acceptance of our fate. We've let darkness take hold, and so we are resolved to fade in the night with it. We Are Shadows is now available across all digital streaming platforms, and listeners are invited to experience the commanding presence that Kitty, completed by co-founder and drummer Mercedes Lander, guitarist Tara McLeod, and bassist Ivy Vujic, has long been celebrated for. As they continue to write their next chapter, Kitty cement their status as true metal icons, never pulling any punches whilst boldly exploring the depths of their artistry. Stream We Are Shadows in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19, and you can check out the video for We Are Shadows also in the Pit Magazine episode 19. All right, so I'm going to go a little off script right here because I'm running out of time. If you do not get a chance to check it out, do please. It's a really good tribute to Tom Petty. Dolly Parton did a cover of Southern Accent, and it's a really nice tribute to Tom Petty. So just go ahead and check that out. Speaking of music, Abbey Noise does provide the music for of Night Thunder for our podcast. So I appreciate that they do that to us for us through upbeat.io. Also coming up, this week is going to be a busy week, so I don't know when 20 is going to come out, but we have some concert coverage coming up, one for local homeboys from Lincoln, Nebraska called Siphon. They opened up for Flotsam and Jetsam in Lincoln, Nebraska this week, so I have reviews and galleries coming up for those of this week. You can follow the Pit Magazine on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find us on Spotify, the Pit Magazine on Spotify, where you can find all of the songs that we've just played or that you found today and more on the Pit's Big Hits number four. You can listen to the Pit Magazine wherever you listen to your podcasts: Amazon, Apple, Deezer, Pandora, Spotify, iHeart, and of course right here in the Pit on Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 19. Support this, or support these and other fine local touring artists. Dig and buy their music and get some merch, because that's how they make their money. So go ahead and get out there and represent some bands. That's all I got for this week, and I hope I can get episode 20 out next weekend. I know I'm a little bit behind, so a lot of good music I already see, and it's only Monday. So we'll check you out later, and don't look directly at the sun if you can avoid it at all. Thanks. Bye.